This is the Up North Lowdown from Interlaken Public Radio. I'm Ed Ronco. Coming up, an incredible family discovery. A Northern Michigan man named Isaiah Smith was given a remarkable piece of research about his great-grandfather, who was enslaved as a child. He and the author who did the research are speaking tonight at the Alluvian. We will talk with Isaiah Smith just ahead. First, though, the ongoing tensions in Antrim County, where residents there had their first chance to address county officials about a recent controversy over voter rolls. The state of Michigan's Bureau of Elections is investigating the way new county clerk Victoria Bishop has handled voter registration. She's been in office about a year now, and she was at the front of the room yesterday during public comment when the county commission met. She did not talk about the investigation. It was not on the meeting agenda. The county commission did not either. But the public was there to say a lot. And IPR's Claire Keenan Kurgan was there listening in. Claire's with us now. Hey, Claire.
Hey, Ed.
All right. What did residents have to say at this meeting yesterday?
So this was during the public comment period at the beginning of the meeting. And the majority of people who spoke about the voter registration postcards that were mailed to Antrim County residents by County Clerk Victoria Bishop were opposed to her having done that. One person got up and said he'd received the mailer and said it was confusing, made him upset. He'd registered properly and had just been out of the country for the last election. Bishop has said she mailed these postcards to people who had not voted in the past two elections. Others had not received the postcards, but were upset that there were any doubts at all about Antrim County voters' registrations. Here is Ashley Arita, who is an Antrim County resident who spoke at the meeting.
This county deserves better than confusion, division, and distrust. We deserve stability, we deserve professionalism, and we deserve election processes that strengthen public confidence instead of weakening it.
Yeah, and again, as Ed mentioned, as we've reported earlier, the Michigan Board of Elections has threatened that Victoria Bishop could face criminal charges because of this.
Yeah, and to highlight the Board of Elections argument here, they're saying that not voting in the past two elections, according to Michigan law, is not a reason to challenge someone's voter registration, and that those actions need to take place on the township clerk level, not on the county clerk level. Were there people at this meeting who were in favor of Bishop's actions?
Yes, there were. There were a couple people who got up and said this is exactly why they voted for Clerk Bishop. You know, she won the election in 2024 for that county clerk position against a candidate who had overseen the 2020 election, which caused a lot of controversy in Antrim County as well. And they said that they want the voter rolls to be cleaned up, and that is why Victoria Bishop has that role. Here is Corky Crimmins, who is one of those speakers at the meeting. She's a resident of Elk Rapids.
We all want to make sure we have accurate, qualified voter files. And I think that's partially why Vicki was elected. So I just want to say to you as a board, thank you for listening, and to Victoria Bishop, although I'm telling you, Bill, thank you for doing the job that we voted you in for.
Yeah, so she's addressing the chair of the Antrim County Board, Bill Heffern, there. Again, this is all still fallout of the 2020 Antrim County election results, where some unofficial results were incorrect, and that fueled claims that the election was stolen. That was, you know, going on all across the country at that time.
You're reporting today. Austin Rollator's reporting previously for us has shown, you know, this back and forth between the clerk and the state. What's next in this story?
Yeah, so the county commission did not take any action. It wasn't even on the meeting agenda. Bishop has put out a press release saying that she's following the law. The State Board of Elections, as we explained, the State Board of Elections of Michigan disputes that. There aren't any lawsuits yet, but there could be. The state has warned Bishop that there could be criminal consequences if she doesn't stop her efforts to alter the voter rolls for the county.
All right, Claire, thank you.
Thank you, Ed.
IPR's Claire Keenan-Kurgan. IPR's reporting has exclusively confirmed six people whose voter status was changed by Bishop. That's according to township clerks. In Milton Township, Clerk Janet Beebe confirmed that she has identified one voter in her files. She's going to be doing a more thorough check in the coming days to see if there are more. That puts the count at three we've been able to confirm in Banks Township, two in Elk Rapids Township, and one in Milton Township. And of course, we will continue following the story. Every once in a while, we hear a story that reminds us how small the world is and how short history can be. That was the case when we spoke with Isaiah Smith, a retired attorney, age 77, who lives here in northern Michigan. You might have seen his columns in the Northern Express. Tonight, Smith will be at the Alluvion in Traverse City, speaking with author Oris Jenkins, whose new book, The Early County Massacre, tells a harrowing tale from the county in Georgia where Isaiah Smith was born. What makes the story truly incredible, though, is what happened when the two men got in touch with each other. Jenkins, the author, told Smith that he found something in his research that he might find interesting.
He said, "Well, I have a bill of sale for your great-grandfather." I said, "Get out of here."
Smith's great-grandfather, also named Isaiah, was enslaved as a child.
Man, the feeling you get when you see a bill of sale with your name on it.
Yeah.
And the amount, he was, you know, they devalued him, or undervalued him. He was worth so much more than they paid. Mm. But he was in a package deal along with some more people in the family. And it just knocked me over.
What happens when you realize what you're looking at? You know, when you say you got knocked over, what does that feel like to you? What goes through your brain when you're looking at this thing in front of you and realizing what it is?
A maelstrom of emotions. You know, it's like fear, pain, a little bit of anger, but I'm a practicing Buddhist, so I don't get angry that much, and I don't get resentful. I just imagine, you know, how did he feel as a young person being purchased by people he didn't know and becoming their property?
It strikes me as I'm listening to you how, to a lot of people, that era, that moment, dark chapter in American history, feels like ages ago, ancient history. But when you start to look at the links here, it's not that long ago. It's not that far away.
No. It is so recent. You know, I mean, when you think about it, American history is pretty short. America is, if anything, is an adolescent. And it has a lot of growing pains. We can see the evidence today, what's going on in this country. Yeah, I was unable to get angry about it. I was sort of sad. I felt bad for that little boy. You know, and I'm sorry that I never got to meet him because he died in 41, 7 years before I was born.
You and Oris Jenkins are going to be on stage together talking. This is going to be recorded. What are you hoping comes from this conversation? What's it going to be like to share the stage?
I hope that people are interested. I hope they learn something. I hope they're entertained. I hope they ask questions later on, and I hope some of the questions are tough. I want to really kind of humanize a period of time that I lived through and a period of time that my forebears lived through, and that your history can't hold you down unless you allow it to. That's a lesson people of all colors, you know, can learn.
Isaiah Smith and author Oris Jenkins appear together tonight at the Alluvion in Traverse City. They'll talk about Smith's story, the book Jenkins has written about the county where Smith was born, and a surprising link between the two of them. Find details on our website, iprnews.org. And that's the Up North Lowdown for Friday, May 8th. I'm Ed Ronco. Our editor is Steve Junker. Our producer Austin Rolater. Thanks for listening.
Support for Interlochen Public Radio is provided by you and by Comfort Keepers. For over 20 years, Comfort Keepers have been providing in-home care services and keeping seniors living independently in the comfort of their own home. Learn more at ComfortKeepers.com.